Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, that's adorable. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Tickets for Somber. That's S-O-M-B-R. All this week, Jane has them for you at 4:05. She's got a code word. You text that to our contest line, 20357, and you're in the running to win a pair of tickets to the sold-out Somber show on October 27th at the Fillmore, courtesy of Live Nation. All right, Vinny, what were you?
That's a tough pick for a name, you know, as he makes some money.
Mm. He'll be more happy.
Then things start getting good for him. It's going to be hard to put on that sourpuss. But okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
But that'll be, you know, what he's known for. So he's like, I have to go put my somber face on now.
408 says, good morning, Vinny. Cinnamon sugar toast is supposed to be with brown sugar.
Oh, come on.
Love you guys.
Yeah.
Tracy Morgan Hill.
Tracy.
Yeah.
That's the first time Tracy's ever gotten it wrong on this show.
Yeah. I don't. What?
No. And I've never heard it. This is the first time I've ever heard it called cinnamon sugar toast. I thought that's just how you make cinnamon toast, isn't it?
Yeah. Cinnamon toast. That's what I call it. Too.
Yeah.
Cinnamon toast.
Oh.
Mm.
I don't know.
Cinnamon sugar. No, absolutely. In fact, I usually take some cinnamon and mix it with some sugar until it's just the right amount of cinnamon sugar mix, but then it's still called cinnamon toast.
But that is exactly how I do it. You mix it up together and you put
it
on. And
technically, it is. It's actually cinnamon sugar butter toast. Got to have the butter. Holds.
A couple people wrote, you don't taste it before you. No, I was making cinnamon sugar toast for my kid. I wasn't going to eat it.
Mm.
But then it turned out to be cinnamon salt toast. Now I know.
Now you know to taste it.
I just can't imagine how bad that tasted.
It was probably really bad. And the fact that she was like, it's too spicy. And I went, what in the hell is wrong with you kids today? Or it could be me.
Or I could have ruined everything. One of those. One of those things is happening here.
That's one of those moments. There I am. Mm. Just bad dad.
Just dad, not bad dad.
I can tell you, though, because some people have written in over the years, over the length of this time, they're like, I feel sorry for your kids. Like, listen,
what?
I'm trying my hardest over here.
Don't
try to
feel bad for his kids.
Yeah,
his kids are very happy, sweet kids, well cared for.
Very loved everywhere
dressed.
They go. Yeah, they're getting, if you're going to feel sorry for people, you don't need to aim it at my kids.
Yeah,
they're good.
Plenty of people out there who could use your sympathy.
But I did feed her cinnamon salt toast, so...
And then when you were mad when she said it was too spicy.
These lessons I've learned and moved on and hopefully do better.
We're going to start with the Billboard Hot 100.
Oh, we're not starting with Marianne?
Oh, no. Marianne said she's lying. She says she's not going to leave Pat for John upon my untimely death. So.
Oh, you think that's a lie?
I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
And don't tell Pat that I said he was whining because he gets so mad at me.
Oh.
But that's the nice thing about close friends is you can say anything and they'll continue to love you, you know?
Anything?
Like, well, within reason. I put it this way. I've said a lot of stuff about Pat over the years and he still comes over my house weekly.
Well, he does love your husband.
That is true.
Both of them love your husband.
I know. You know, I feel like people are like, oh, I, you know, it's Sarah from the radio. And then they meet John. They're like, we're keeping them for John. Like, Sarah's out. Yeah. She's the person in the couple that we're not all that into, but we put up with because we're so into John.
John's pretty great.
Yeah, I like him. He's a
and his new hit song is one of my favorites.
Oh, my God. It's just great. It's for you. You make it not fun. So the number one song for the 12th week in a row is Luther, the Kendrick Lamar SZA song. This is going to be pushing for the... So right now it's Old Town Road. The Lil Nas X song is like the single longest non-consecutive weeks at number one. And then Shaboozy, who is still in the top 10. Shaboozy's at number four. 56 weeks on the charts, by the way. A bar song, Tipsy, Shaboozy. It's doubtful that's ever getting back up to number one to complete. It's because it's, I think, 1 week away. I think it's at 18 weeks at number one, which failed to surpass Lil Nas X.
I have a question for you. What if that song takes a long break? Shaboozy? Goes away, yeah, for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's somehow in a movie or a commercial and it brings back its wild popularity and it goes to number one again. Does it get the record or is that too? Is there a space?
I actually
time
don't know. I would think that would then take the record.
It would, right?
It is the non-consecutive record. That's what they say.
Well, I hope he gets that someday. Yeah. Like just out of nowhere, it would be cool.
I actually don't know if the Kendrick Lamar and SZA song Luther has been number one the entire, like, is that completely consecutive, the 12 weeks? I don't know. It's not laid out here. Let's see here. Anything else? That's the main thing. I'm sort of keeping track of that. As the weeks extend, 12 weeks at number one, we'll let you know if Luther falls out or if it is creeping up on that record. People do love it. Weezer, I'm going to talk about this. So, a few weeks back, there was some kind of hit and run accident where people were fleeing on foot into an LA neighborhood and they went through the backyard of a place next door to where Weezer's bassist lives. And his wife, Jillian Schreiner, comes out of her house yelling and screaming, holding a gun, yelling at cops. They tell her over and over, put down the gun. She winds up firing the gun. They shoot her in the shoulder. And now we are here.
Okay.
She has just had some of the charges reduced, even though she shot at cops. And initially she was hauled in for attempted murder. It looks like she was hit with felony gun charges yesterday. A far less serious allegation than originally. She'd been formally charged with felony discharge of a firearm with gross negligence and felony assault with a semi-automatic firearm. Yikes. She was originally booked on suspicion of attempted murder of a peace officer in this incident from last month in April. So she has gone. She went into court yesterday and she did plead not guilty to everything. By the way, if she's convicted on these two lesser charges that aren't murder charges, she faces up to 19 years in prison. So she is, I know. Crazy. Jillian Lauren. She's the wife. Jillian Lauren Schreiner, I guess. The wife of Weezer bassist Scott Schreiner pleaded not guilty to felony gun charges. She is the author of best-selling memoirs, true crime books, and she was in a harem in some.
I found her story fascinating. Yeah. I'm not, you know, I don't necessarily know that she's someone to look up to, but I.
What a life, though.
But yeah, peeling away the layers, my goodness.
So anyway, that is the latest on that. That's where we're at right now. She's entered a plea. She's pleading not guilty on the LAPD shooting. And she does, in fact, still face 19 years in prison if she's convicted on all counts. But she's going to go plead her case. And I'm not sure if that'll end up with her in prison. But it was completely reckless.
I don't know what to make of that situation. I mean, and maybe someday she'll write another book. She is a writer.
She is.
So will we find out something, a piece of that puzzle we don't understand, like she was on LSD or something?
Right. I don't know.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Here's the headline. Dead and Company to play Grateful Dead's 60th anniversary shows here in Golden Gate Park this August. I immediately thought, oh, is that part of Outside Lands? Mm-mm. It's a trio of concerts in Golden Gate Park, August, I think it's August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Yeah, there it is.
I'll go to that.
August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And it's, I'm not seeing what part of the park, but they're saying that Jerry Garcia, his birthday, he died in 1995. He would have turned 83 on August 1st.
Mm.
So, and of course they have a major history here, so it makes sense for them to do it.
Oh my gosh, do they ever? Yeah. But no, that's cool. They do. I know you're not into the Dead. I get it. Mm. But the shows are so fun. And I'm not even doing LSD or even having a beer, but they're still so fun. The vibe is great.
The announcement did not include any kind of ticketing information or where in the park it will be. The caption accompanying there was a video that was released, said, stay tuned for more details from the band coming soon.
Mm.
So there you go. August, set the dates, you know, save the dates. August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. There'll be plenty of people who just want to camp out for that. And I will leave you with this. If you can find something to sell that isn't a record, but is a physical thing, and you can sell it over and over and over again, like as somebody drinks the coffee and they need more of the coffee, or they drink the wine and they need more of the wine.
Oh, you're talking about like a business plan.
Yes.
Okay, I understand now.
Right. Because these days I guess you're selling band t-shirts and then letting people stream your music.
As a band, I get it. Okay.
Anthony Kiedis has launched his own canned coffee brand and he's naming it Jolene, which I feel like I hear the name Jolene just way too much. But it's actually for him, it's Joe. But it's a latte that's on the lean side, L-E-A-N. But it's spelled Jolene, J-O-L-E-N-E, like Jolene, Jolene, right. Jolene. And they're in tall cans. It's like, well, I guess maybe like an iced latte. Maybe you'd pour it over ice and drink it.
Okay, well.
It'll be distributed at Live Nation festivals and venues. Jolene Coffee. It is Red Hot Chili Peppers, Anthony Kiedis. Canned coffee brand.
Mm. The way you set that up, I was like, if you're looking to sell something, always okay. We're talking about if rich people getting richer.
If you right, exactly. If you
we're not talking about offer up app.
No, no.
Okay.
Mm-mm. No. Nope. This is something that you bottle it, you create it, you bottle it, you sell it over and over and over and over and over again. Like the richest people are the people who have the thing that everybody needs that costs $5 and you need one every month. For the rest of your life. The deodorant people.
Right.
The canned soup people. The cereal people. The people making canned coffee.
I realize that everybody's got a different threshold. I don't know why he's bought, like, Anthony Kiedis is a guy with long money. He doesn't need any more. Why would you even bother?
He's talking about where they're sourcing. This stuff is from Peru.
Okay.
I mean, he's clearly into it.
Maybe, you know, sometimes you build something for your kid. Maybe that's what he's up to, you know, building something his kid can farm.
Maybe. You can purchase this online. It looks like a 12-pack of the cold brew variety is $33, and the oat milk latte option is $36.
All right.
Oh, there you go. If you want Kiedis coffee, it's called Jolene. Don't be confused. It's called Jolene. All right, Ben, what do you got coming up?
Ziploc has trouble and more after these.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice973 Instagram. You see pictures from the show and get links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Coldplay Tickets. All this week, listen at 805, 1205, 505, and 605 for the code word. Text that to our contest line, 20357, for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the sold-out Coldplay concert on May 31st at Stanford Stadium, courtesy of Live Nation.
Sweet.
That's going to be a good show. Coldplay tickets coming up, everyone. All right. Let me start with, should see some sunshine today and highs in the mid-70s. And we're going to be warming up. We're headed towards summer, everybody.
Okay.
Week from today, we'll be seeing 10 to 15 degrees warmer. Mm. Warriors play tonight. It's a must win. It's at 6:30. Go Warriors.
Please go Warriors.
Yeah. A class action lawsuit is accusing Ziploc's parent company of misleading consumers by labeling its plastic bags as microwave safe and freezer friendly.
They're not.
Well, this goes back to one of those things that I wonder if this doesn't end up on what's the Tupperware and other forever. And at one point, maybe the healthiest I've ever been was in my early to mid 20s. I lifted weights every day. I was food prepping and I carried around these Tupperware things
containers
with my prep food so that I could eat without being, starved and then eating whatever I, found.
Donuts.
Whatever. I was always, and I never was told, dude, don't microwave those things. That's plastic. It's leaching into your, no one ever said that to me.
No.
That was
a fairly recent development.
Thinking I'm the healthiest guy in the world while the whole time I'm doing this microplastic thing to myself. So this Ziploc thing, yes, forever. It's been on their packaging as microwave safe and freezer friendly. The bags are probably shedding microplastics when exposed to extreme temperatures, which can pose health risks.
So basically just saying this won't explode in your microwave, this won't explode in your freezer, but they're not necessarily safe to
eat. I'm not trying to defend them when I say I don't think we knew about the microplastic thing happening, leaching into our food.
Right.
Or, any corporation would protect themselves from a lawsuit if they knew it.
Yes, they would. That seems to be their only goal.
Right.
Protect yourself from a lawsuit.
Right. So I don't know where this goes, but it'll be interesting. Again, I don't know that I'm trying to get in on any class action lawsuit, but I absolutely thought I was taking care of my health at a time when, in fact, I was feeding myself microplastics, most likely.
Well, we all were. I mean, that was for a long time. You would save. That was the whole appeal of Tupperware. You'd put it in Tupperware. You'd take it out, crack the top, put it in the microwave, eat it right out of the thing, run it through the dishwasher, do it all over again.
Right. When I was doing, I forget what we were looking for. It might have been the new fridge during the pandemic when we couldn't get a fridge.
Yes.
But either way, I went to one of these high-end places where they've got appliances, and I was talking to the guy, and he goes, no one, no kitchen ever should have a microwave. And I was like, what are you talking about? Everybody needs a microwave.
Yeah.
What are you, crazy?
Thanks for the tip, bud.
And he was like, that is no way to cook food. Yeah. That is no way to treat food that you're going to put in your body. And as I think about it all the time, because I like, that's an opinion.
Yes.
I never really thought about it.
Yeah. How else am I going to immediately eat this ice cream?
I don't know. I don't know. But is it good for you? Do we know? Who cares?
Eat my ice cream.
We care.
Yeah.
That's what you use a microwave for? That's the first thing
popcorn,
that comes to mind?
Popcorn. Yep.
Softening the ice cream,
yes,
you're going to?
10 seconds. And like 8 seconds for butter so I can have some soft butter to spread.
Okay.
Don't want to go too long. It melts really fast. It melts like a hole right into the middle of it. Like, uh-oh, Swiss cheese butter.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what kind of trouble Ziploc finds itself in, as there is now a class action lawsuit over its microwave safe claims. Mm. Meanwhile, people are saying, no, that isn't safe at all.
Right.
How often does your husband go number one in the backyard?
I mean, I can't say it never happens, but I would say it's rare.
Adult guys, how often do you go number one in your backyard? 132 answered never.
Oh,
38
never.
Said rarely. 23% said sometime. No, not 23%. 23 said sometimes. 10 said often. 9 said very often.
Oh.
I was surprised. The
what,
never.
What would you say?
Well,
would you
I don't.
Say never.
I would say never now. I used to always do it, but now I don't find myself out. There's, you know.
Well, you don't want to kill the plants either.
I don't mind killing the plants, but there's not an easy spot to go to.
Oh.
Where I'm not seen by daughters, and I feel like my whole world sort of changed now. I lock the door when I go into the bathroom to shower. There's a whole thing going on.
Yeah, you should get used to closing doors when you're going into bathrooms, just in general. Like
Thank
for you,
you,
that's a solid,
so very much
solid rule
for
of
bringing
thumb.
That up again. Mm-hmm. I was going for, I don't want my daughters to walk in on me. They'd
Right. Well, for many, there are many reasons to close and lock a door behind
yes.
you in the bathroom.
Right.
So many reasons.
When you go at your house right now, yes. let's say you go home and you're going to go to the bathroom. Do you shut a door?
I do.
You do?
Yeah. Well, if I was just going to pee, I might not. And certainly if I was alone, I don't think it would occur to me. But yeah, I would, if I'm going to seriously go to the bathroom, that door is going to be closed. At the very least, it's going to be closed. If I'm just offhandedly going.
I didn't forever. And then it's finally sunk in that these girls are going to follow me wherever I go. And that's great. It is nice, but it's also, you know, they're getting that
invasive.
Education that I don't want them to get by with their face in the shower door. Hey, Dad.
What's going on there, Dad? What you got there? What's that other arm you got down there, Dad?
It is not good. Like, they're truly looking at you.
Well, yeah. You're safe to look out. You're the dad.
So I've learned. It's taken a while, but I shut the door and.
What's going on there? What's got going on there? What's that?
By the way, speaking of, a bunch of nice people suggested some books that I can use for
to walk them through the birds and the bees.
The converse. Well, the young one's not getting anywhere near that yet.
No,
but the older
no,
one,
I mean,
it's
might
time.
Might as well start early. Sit them down together.
No, don't.
We can chat about it.
Stop it. Did you sit your boys down and give them a...
I did.
Okay, good. They fell in love playing Minecraft.
Oh, who? My boys? Yes.
No. That's not... This is a story.
Okay.
I'm trying to be dramatic. They fell in love playing Minecraft. Then the game became their wedding venue.
Oh.
Really?
Well, that's what they were. They fell in love. Why wouldn't they? Everything should be square.
On a crisp Saturday morning in March, beneath a canopy of pixelated cherry blossoms, two avatars stood in front of a digital altar crafted from shimmering quartz blocks and flickering redstone torches. They were surrounded by a sprawling Minecraft village complete with custom-coded NPCs reciting lore about the couple's decade-long digital courtship. Nearby, pixelated foxes darted between guests. Each one logged in from across the world, dressed in custom skins as forest druids or rogue mages. After the vows, guests dispersed for side quests, scavenger hunts. And
did they set up some stuff for them to?
They did.
Man, that's so great. This is so cute.
All of this was done online in my Minecraft world.
Now, I have a question. Were in real life, were these two together in a room playing on just or are they one's in England, one's in America?
So the story, this was my thing. I had to read so deep into this to find the damn ending where so they are now married in real life and living in Portland, Oregon.
Oh.
But yes, they married online.
So they got married online, but also somehow in real life it's legal. And they were together when they were avatars on the screen.
Over the past decade, virtual weddings emerged as a necessity with Zoom ceremonies during COVID-19 lockdowns, live streams for distant relatives, and now you're seeing people marry in Minecraft, Discord,
I like it.
Roblox, and more.
We're all moving online. This is where we're all going to end up. You've read Ready Player One?
Yeah, I have, and it wasn't a good look at what...
It's a disaster. We all just put on a haptic suit, and we turn on, and we lock ourselves in a room, and we exist on another plane.
These two turkeys.
Where we're cool.
Sarah Wynn, 24, from Portland, Oregon, and Jamie Patel.
Oh, Jamie Patel.
25, from God knows what that word is, England.
Oh.
Met when they were...
Is it Ipswich?
It might be. Leicester?
Oh.
Sure.
Come here.
Is it Leicester?
Is it Leicester? You tell me.
Sure. Let's go Leicester. I don't know what that is, actually.
L-E-I-L-I-E. What is it?
L-E-I-C-E-S-T-E-R.
Yeah. Well, Worcester is like Worcester, so I'm going to say that's Leicester.
Okay. England. Met when they were 13 on a Minecraft roleplay server. As a random team up to build a tavern in medieval village turned into years of collaboration. We would log on every day after school, rush home, and play our game together. Sometimes we'd just build or farm. Sometimes we'd write whole stories for our characters.
Oh.
But ultimately, they developed a love affair for the eight. Yes, Sarah, your hand is up.
When you're playing Minecraft... And maybe you won't know this. Are you also on the screen? Is there like a little you on the screen? Like, you know how some of these games, there's, you know, you can see the person who's playing it. So you would see the other people. So you could act, or
yes.
You can. You can see.
No, I don't know. What was the question?
Lester.
Lester.
Yeah.
Well, Lester. Adorable. So that's where they're from. Or one of them is. I guess I'm just
asking. What's adorable about Lester?
It's cute. Lester. It's Lester, but it's spelled with so many extra letters. Lester.
All right. It's cute.
Yeah. So I'm asking, could they see each other even if it was just like over the computer?
I don't know. I don't play Minecraft. I've played it with my kid a little bit just to sort of be her support system while she tries to do stuff. But now they're both so advanced.
Right.
They don't really even play it that much. But anyway, I don't know. Do you get to see that or not?
I don't know. Sure. And is that just something that people do? Like if you're playing a game, do you play it through Discord where you can get a face up on there? Or Twitch or something where you can get a face on?
You're making it not fun.
Yeah, you're making it not
just,
fun.
Oh my God.
People got married online.
Learn the song. You didn't even do the song right.
You make it not fun. You make it not fun. You get excited. You ask for it.
It's still fun. You guys are jerks. It's still fun.
415 says, nerds. Nerds.
Yeah, total nerds.
Nerds.
Total nerds. I like it, though. I do enjoy a good nerd story.
925 says, Vinny, pause for what now? You know you can buy cinnamon and sugar together sold in the seasoning section. Trader Joe's has a good one.
Is it really necessary, though? I've already got some sugar and I've already got some cinnamon.
Their point is well taken that an unlabeled salt container ended up in my kid's, you know, toast. Who puts this?
I don't know your mom. Your
Sandy,
mom did
what
it.
What are you doing? Although, who doesn't taste what they're feeding to their kid?
Plenty
good point.
Of people. Definitely plenty of people. I'm not tasting. Just make sure that it's salt when I just pull it out of the sugar container.
415 says, Vinny, I go number one anywhere depending on how many beers I've had. LOL.
Oh, that's funny.
And that is a good point. Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dead and Co. shows conflict with Jerry Day. Okay, never mind. It's time to. We're going way too deep into the Grateful Dead.
All right, we're going to play a round of How Old Is That Guy? But we're going to play it old school style. I like it better when you guys are trying to hurt each other. So we're going to start with Bob has to go first on this one. Bob, how old is Kate Blanchett? How old is Kate Blanchett?
60?
60, all right. 60 it is.
I'll say 56.
Kate Blanchett, 56. Huh. Well, that gives me another thing to think about. I was going to say, what did you say?
60.
61.
60, 56. 61. She is exactly 56, which I find to be stunning, but that's 2 points for Maddie.
Good for her.
Right?
Good for me.
Well, good point.
How old is... and by the way, who's going first on this one? Vinny's going first on this one. How old's Tim Roth?
415 says, Sarah.
What?
And this is a quote of yours. You can say anything about your friends. Also, Sarah, writing apology letters.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I'm good at those, so that's why I don't worry too much.
Just knock them out.
I'll just apologize
later. ChatGPT?
Yeah, oh, that's a good idea. How old is Tim Roth from Reservoir Dogs, Pulp Fiction, Planet of the Apes, The Incredible Hulk, The Hateful Eight? Tim Roth, how old's Tim Roth, Vinny?
I'm going to say he is 59.
59. What do you think, Maddie?
I'll go 50. I'll say 60.
60. And what do you think, Bob?
61.
Oh.
He is 64, and that is a point for Bob.
Gosh,
how old is George Lucas of Star Wars and Indiana Jones fame? How old is George Lucas? You know, LucasArts, Lucasfilm, Skywalker Ranch. Mm-hmm. Maddie has to go first on this one.
74.
74. What do you think, Bob?
82.
All right. And what do you think, Ben?
I'm going to say 79.
George Lucas is 81. That's another point for Bob. Currently, the score is Bob with 2, Maddie with 2, Vinny with 0. How old is Rob Gronkowski? Bob. How old is Rob Gronkowski?
44.
Vinny, you're next. How old is Rob Gronkowski?
I am going to say he is 36.
35.
He is exactly 36.
Oh.
The current score is 2-2-2-2.
Nice job, this will be, Vincenzo.
This will be our tiebreaker. I'm going to go with this one.
Oh, look at her.
Oh, boy.
How old is this last one?
Finding a doozy.
No, this actually favors you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good.
And I think you have to go first here. So, guess well. How old is David Byrne of the Talking Heads? Burning down the house. How old's David Byrne of the Talking Heads?
I love the Talking Heads.
I know you do.
What they could have been, too. He just went, I don't want to do it anymore.
I don't feel like it.
Nah.
Yeah, you guys go do your own thing.
And they're like, yeah, but we...
Yeah, but the whole thing where we were all together with doing this.
All the records we made and the live shows we want to do and no.
What's the name of that one that was like Tina Weymouth was heading up? There was another band that had like a minor hit.
Tom Tom Club.
Tom Tom Club. Nice. You get a point for that.
Thank you.
So you better get this right.
Oh, wait. What was the question again?
How old is David Byrne of the Talking Heads?
Okay. Cheech.
How old?
64.
64. All right. Maddie, what do you think?
Oh, 72.
And Bob?
Suddenly, I want to guess again.
65.
He's 73. I'm giving that one to Maddie. Maddie's on the show, guys.
Oh, you know it.
Maddie's yes.
Maddie. Yes. He's on the show. There's Maddie. He's on the show. There's Maddie.
Goodbye. Thanks for listening today. It's hump day, so enjoy it. It's beautiful out. We got Mason up next.
Oh, yeah, Mason. Yep. Check out our new DJ.
That's right. Followed by Jane, of course, who has more chances at Coldplay and Somber tickets. And we'll see you back here on Thursday.
Thank you.
Thursday.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.